You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 145, season 6, episode 21 of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Welcome back. We hope you are well. We hope you are doing all right as we near the end of April. Near the end of April. Just one special thing to celebrate in a couple of days. We're recording this on Wednesday. And come Friday, it will be a momentous day.
Yeah, big day.
It is the birth anniversary of yours truly. I'll be turning the sweet, sweet age of
38
officially late.
Not gonna lie, right? Just gonna throw it out there. When you were talking to me before we did this ep, I've noticed a lot more grey in that tash. It is either you've been like George Galloway in Old Big Brother, would you like me to be the cat in a plate of milk?
No. It is grey. It is grey. It's life. It happens. I'm embracing that.
Oh, here we go.
I think it might suit me.
No, I can imagine you being an honest greysman. Now, I was going to see
Silver Clooney more than Schofield. That's what I'm going for. But yeah, so 38, yeah, getting on a bit. I had a child sort of look at my lanyard picture in the playground the other day. Look at my lanyard picture, look at me in utter concern. Just looking at my lanyard. Now, I know my lanyard is, it looks like a different person.
Like the curious case of ICT.
Yeah, I am a different man. But this child with such concern on his face, so I'm thinking, here we go. So go on, what, everything all right?
Funny,
get it out.
And you see that the cogs are turning, and you're like, "Just say it, just say it."
And he just went, "What's that on your face? What's that on your face?" And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "You got a bum crack in between your eyes."
So weird that you say that, because I had a couple of year five say to me the other day, "How old are you, sir?" And I went, "Well, stupidly, how old do you think?"
Yeah, never say that. Never.
And then one of them went, "I'd say you could pass for like 30 and I went, "Okay,
yeah."
And someone else was like, nah, and I was going, nah. And then they were like, "I'd say like 40 and I was just like, "Right, that's bang out of order."
Yeah.
But anyway, this other girl, dead quiet, dead lovely, just went, "I'm not sure, what is it?" And I went, "I'm 34 and she went, "It's just the wrinkles." I went, "I don't have wrinkles." And she went, "You do on your forehead."
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't wrinkles. It was a frown line.
Yeah.
Craziest thing is, I never thought I had a line on my forehead. I just never thought it. I've never seen it. But when this girl said it and I got to my lunchtime, I thought, I'm going to have to go in. It was just on my mind. And I thought, I'm going to have to go and check this out. And I went into the toilet with the mirror. And I looked in the mirror and I thought, oh my God, like it was like a straight folded line on my fod. And I was stretching my skin out, and then that's when it occurred to me that I understand now.
Yeah.
I understand why people do what they do to de-age themselves. It's not for me. I'm willing to, as you say, grow old gracefully. Like I've got some greys in my beard, in my chin beard, not anymore because I cut them out with those little red school scissors the other day. Again, that's what I use my dinner time for.
What,
to de-age?
Yeah.
Before lunch.
Well, yeah, the kid had such concern on his face about the bum cracking between my eyes that it was almost like he was expecting me to go down to the medical room for a wet paper towel. Like, "You need to sort it out." And I just sort of laughed it off, going, no, this is what 15 years of teaching does to you when you perfect that teacher stare. But it made me think, maybe back in the day when we're getting those requests for key workers, And one of them was like a Botox technique.
Botox, yeah, I know. We should have
said, yeah, yeah, as long as you can sort that out. But yeah, so it'll be, that's what I've got coming up. So, yeah, wrong side of 30. It's not
you've been the wrong side. It's not like you're not suddenly waking up on the wrong side of 30. You've been teetering on the edge for a while.
Yeah.
Nah, but obviously, I'm sure I speak on behalf of everyone listening to this and wish you a happy birthday for Friday. I hope you have a, I just hope you're all right.
Cheers. The level of enthusiasm there, Adam, tells me.
You know what? I have to be absolutely honest with you right now. I don't think I've gone into a podcast recording ever feeling multiple ways. Number one, tired. Number two, bit stressy. And number three, just a little bit low on morale.
All right, why? How can you say that when you've got 2 weeks of bank holidays coming up?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Maybank. Well, three. Well, no, we broke up.
I know, that's a killer, isn't it? That would have
been. Although, in the last week of term, inset day for us as well. Absolute dream stuff.
No, I think
so there's only one full week between now and and the end of term. That's a good one, isn't it?
That's why you're smelling the roses.
But the downside is you forget how much you've got to condense into summer term. Like, I think it happens, doesn't it? You get a little slither of sunshine, and you just get gaslit into thinking here it is summer, it's coming, barbecues, beer gardens, August, just.
Midweek tinnies.
Yeah, you lead yourself into a sense of false security when that first little bit of sun comes out, where you associate it with summer.
I completely agree. And I think the thing that seals it is when you pop on your sunnies.
Oh yeah.
Like when you pop on your sunnies and you're feeling yourself and you're like, yes. Even on the playground and you're on duty, you pop on the sunnies. The kids are going, like your sunnies. You're like, so do I, son. And then, and then it's wet play the next day.
Yeah. But this is the thing, though. What you don't realise is all the sunshine we get in this country now comes in the months between, it's like May and June. By July and August, it's pretty much dreadful. August is always dreadful. So you sort of lead yourself into a sense of false security by thinking, oh, here we go, sun's out, summertime, everything's going to be nice and chilled, nice and easy. Then you realise summer term's here. So you're hit with SATs, you're hit with writing moderation, you're hit with reports, you're hit with, the whole...
Transition,
end of year shows, sports days, this, that and the other. And then you quickly realise that, my God, summer term is a tough...
Oh, is it? It's funny, isn't it? Because
if the weather's the way it is.
Yeah.
Because I cannot be doing another heat wave like we had last year.
Don't want to sound like an absolute broken record. It's like
rewind.
We say this all the time. It's like you get to Christmas and it's like, oh my God, this has got to be up there in the toughest terms. You come back after summer, I tell you what, this is tough. You go back after Christmas, wow.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever known a month as long as January? And it happens all the time. And I don't know, going back to when I was saying, like, you know, I'm feeling a little bit like, ugh. I don't know whether it just hit me like a sack of spuds having 2 weeks off at Easter and then just like going back full pelt and then, you know, my lad's not sleeping great and then I'm finding myself. It's that classic thing, like I work with a young NQT, really good, and she came in the other day and this is where I did feel old. She came in and I was like, hi, okay? She was just like, oh, I'm tired. And I immediately got angry. I was like, tired. And then I used the classic, you don't know the meaning of the word. And then, you know, she was tired because she went to sleep like 11. And I was like, 11? You know, I felt like, I needed to calm down. I needed to think, what?
Chill yourself out. Yeah, getting really angry. Because that's what marriage is, isn't it, really? Is marriage is just having a debate with your wife about how who's the most tired. News stories, educational news stories, big news on the old teacher TikTok, more across the pond. But this week, there has been some trolling from Meghan Trainor. So Meghan Trainor, known for such hits as
I could have my Gucci on.
Gucci on.
I could wear my Louis Vuitton.
I don't know. What was it? It's All About the Bass.
Yeah, it's all about the bass.
So she was on a podcast this week, and this is where you've got to be careful with these podcasts when you put them out there.
Only real professionals know how to sort a podcast.
Don't try this at home. These are trained professionals. This is why my anxiety is through the roof every time we record. So anyway, she was on a podcast, and they were talking about school, going to school, and how everyone's homeschooling their kids now, and it start go and she's going on with herself, and then she utters the sentence which has led to her being cancelled by every teacher, where she basically just said F teachers. And I couldn't believe it. I was quite shocked myself. She since issued an apology, and it's all over TikTok if you do want to go and see it. But I just think, why? Look, you could by all means have a go at the system. Right, and we know in England, you hear it on every episode, I will rant and rave about how dreadful our education system is. The only saving grace is that in England, it could be worse in that you could be working in the education system in America, because in America, it is even worse, because not only have you got worse funding, oh, there's so many different elements. You've obviously got the fear of, you know, you could go to work one day in school and not come home. Right, because the amount of school shootings over there is just a weird mentality. Just so weird. I was like asked to be a guest on a podcast, and someone said to me on a podcast in America recently, and they said, first question was, what do you think the biggest difference is? And I just couldn't. I was like, easy, gun crime, gun control. Like, it's unheard of. We had one incident, one tragic incident in Dunblane. What was it now? Nearly 30 years ago. Yeah, yeah. Since then, never had another school shooting, whereas you could probably count on your hands how many America have had this week. It's just the fact it's the biggest killer of kids in America.
It's shocking.
It's just shocking. It's just shocking. So I get that. I get your frustration. But to then take that frustration out on the people who are putting themselves in front of children, doing God's work, in harm's way in that respect, but just putting themselves into a profession that is completely underfunded, undervalued, doing it because they want to make a difference, and you're having a go at that. Ooh, yeah. It ain't good.
No, and I think, you know, she has come out with a grovelling apology, and I think, you know, everyone makes mistakes, and I don't know whether she was caught up in the moment. But at the end of the day, you know, like you said, blame the higher-ups, the gun control people, all that kind of stuff.
The NRA.
Don't be throwing shade at teachers, school staff, because that, you know, she's just lost herself some loyal fans.
Yeah. Now, on a slightly different note, as far as podcasts, I think we need to introduce, and this is a challenge to listeners here. Like, we have a feature on a podcast called An O. Right? We've had a podcast. We Adam talked about on the previous episode. A little reminder of what it's about, where you just dreadful mistake.
Just make it back, right? Shout, yeah.
Now, obviously, there's loads of these that you'll see on the likes of TikTok, Instagram, and if it's an audio one, we'd love to put it in as a on that. So,
yeah,
like O of the week, right? So, not necessarily a story, but this can just be maybe viral clip where someone's dropped an absolute clanger, right? And I'm going to kick us off with this one.
Okay.
It comes from a podcast called, let me see what it's called. The podcast. The podcast is called, hang on, the Business Without BS podcast, right? Business Without BS podcast. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put the recording in, I'm going to play Adam the clip, and then we'll come back. Now, your challenge is, if you see a clip like this where someone drops an absolute clanger,
yeah,
send it us, and then we can maybe put it in the next step, right? So let's just drop this in here. Oh, and before I forget, it does come with a bit of a language warning. So if you are listening with children, you have been warned.
What's the advice you give to your younger self?
Spend less time with the kids.
Spend less?
Less time with the kids. They just waste your time.
I can't believe a father would say spend less time with your kids.
No, dickheads.
What's he said?
Dickheads. Thank you, Simon, for your interpretation.
Andy, what don't you understand about Lions?
I mean, dickheads. I was absolutely blowing away. I thought you were about to blow me away. I thought maybe it's going to be really honest. Like, don't believe the bullshit. And you know what the next sentence makes sense? They waste a lot of your time.
Right, so it did give us a good giggle there. Just such an oh, the way he bought into the fact that he thought it was going to be about his own kids.
That was hilarious.
So yeah, so if you come across something like that, yeah, send it in and we'll put it in. We'll put it into the app. So other than that, any other?
No,
what else that's been happening?
Well, I've been to the AO Arena.
Oh yeah,
twice in the last 5 days. So the Manchester Arena twice in the last 5 days. So on Friday, Cockney John bought me tickets for my birthday, which was obviously in October, to go and see Michael Bublé.
Yeah,
obviously we've been seeing before.
The boobs. Who doesn't love the boobs?
Yeah, absolute showman. And I have to say, there was a couple of really funny moments from the concert. So the first one was, in front of us were these two older... Now, me and Cockney John were two guys there, pretty much the only two guys there together. And by a country mile, the youngest guys there.
Right.
And that says a lot for Cockney John.
Yeah.
So we sat there and they were...
And you and your wrinkles.
I know, yeah, me and my absolute fod. There was a couple of like older gents in front, and then there was a couple of older women. And this guy sits down. The first thing he does is he pangs record on his camera and has the flash on, and he's recording the stage. Now, bear in mind, Bublé isn't out yet, and he's recording the stage, and he just goes, turns right, flash right in his mate's face. He goes, "Say hi, Tom," right? And then the guy goes, "Why?" And he went, "Oh, I'm doing a video." He went, "Faroo!" And I was sat there just laughing.
That's true, though. If there's one thing that annoys me more than anything, this really grinds my gears. It's people who buy tickets to go to a concert, then just stand there filming all of it.
Well,
like, what? Just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to get to. So the woman in front of us, right, was an absolute fiend for filming.
Oh.
At one point, I clocked her. She'd done a 17-minute video on her phone.
God. Who's got the memory?
This was an early iPhone, so it was very blurry. And I was just like, I said to John, I went, when is she ever going to watch that?
I know, yeah.
Now,
that's the thing. Who sits there and rewatches?
Yeah, no one.
A grainy...
I mean, I was quite nice, wasn't I? I was 50 quite...
50-second Insta story.
Yeah,
more than.
But that. I recorded, I think it was 10 seconds of your and Claire's wedding song.
Yeah,
they performed. I thought that might be nice.
Yeah, and yeah.
Got a thumb up emoji back, so win-win. But this was what the woman did.
We regret our wedding song choice now. Yeah. Just, it's not stood the test of time.
In what way? You just don't actually like the song?
Yeah, the song's just not real. You know, there's certain songs that no matter how many times you hear it, you'd never skip it.
Mine. My wedding tune's one of them.
What? Don't want to miss a thing?
Yeah.
I'd skip that.
Sure, tour.
I would say, if you're driving, you have to be in a certain mood for Don't Want to Miss a Thing. But there's certain songs...
At the moment, I'm always in that mood.
Yeah, no matter what your mood, there's certain songs you would
skip. What would you have had now, then?
We've talked about this. Maybe Forever by Chris Brown.
Ooh, controversial.
Well, yeah, but obviously there's that then, isn't there? Or
That's
So High by John Legend.
That's a tune.
There's a couple, but anyway, yeah.
Right, so this is what...
I'll get it sorted by my second marriage.
We were sat next to two women, like two younger girls, to be
right,
fair.
Right, okay.
And basically, something made me laugh, right? And you know, and podcast listeners know, as we've had it in loads of the shows and stuff, that people seem to get a kick out of my laugh, and that my laugh sets off people laughing.
Yeah.
So these two girls next to me, I mean, I was gone.
Good job, really.
I was gone, completely gone, to the point where, and you know this, when I go, I'll laugh and laugh and laugh, and then I'll stop, and then about 10 seconds later, I'll think of it, and I'll burst out laughing again.
Yeah.
So the girls next to us, like, they were cry laughing, and I thought they were laughing at what I was laughing at. Turns out they were just saying, we don't even know what's happening, it's just your laugh.
Yeah.
Now, what happened to make me laugh so much was this. Now, I hope it comes across as funny, and it's not one of those things that, well, it was funny when we were there
at the time. When all else fails, just laugh.
This woman.
Yeah.
This woman was filming, right? And then she. So I'll just do an example. So these are one of the Buble things that I filmed. Now, old school iPhones had the play button in the middle, don't they?
Yeah.
So she was filming, and because she'd filmed a bit at a concert, she thought the play button was the record button, right? So she sat there, and she kept pressing play and you know, dancing and singing along, and it'd stop, and the play button would reappear, and she'd go... And then anyway, she played the same clip 11 times, right? And then it was, I had lost it. Yeah. I'm talking like howling laughing because it was just so funny because when she was playing it, it was showing this fuzzy Michael Bublé at a different part of the stage than what she was looking at. Oh, but yeah, so Bublé was, didn't translate.
Yeah, you had to be.
Yeah, it didn't translate. Hey guys,
get laughing, get laughing.
Guys, you had to be there. So, yeah, so that was brilliant. That was really enjoyable. And then went to Kevin Hart last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, went to Kevin Hart. It was like an anniversary thing for me and my wife. We celebrate our anniversary in a month, but we're both massive Kevin Hart fans. And he's like that. Do you have like that actor or maybe even a singer, but that, like where like you kind of see them early in for the first time together? So basically, me and Kim went to watch Ride Along or Ride Along 2.
Yeah.
And we loved it and we loved Kevin Hart. And then we were kind of like, oh, we really like him. Then we watched his stand-ups. Then we watched all of his films as they came out. So then we were always like, that's like one of our started together was Kevin Hart. So yeah, went to watch Kevin Hart last night and he was really good. But he basically, there was a bit of the show where the guy who hosted it was talking about how, because they were late out, they were about half an hour late. And he was talking about like, oh, I just want to apologize, not to the people in the 20s and 30s, because you don't care. You don't care about what time you get home. I was sat there like, this guy is out of touch. And then he was going, but you guys in your 40s, you'd planned what time you're going to get home and you'd planned how much sleep you're going to have. I was firmly in the 40 bracket. He came out later and I was thinking, I said to Kim at one point, I went, oh, back now to like midnight.
Yeah.
And he literally said like, you know, you've turned to your partner and you've said, hey babe, we're not gonna get back till like midnight. And I was thinking, oh god, I'm look at, you know, I've got this fold in my head, I've got grays in my chin.
So what do you call a male Karen? You've just male Karen'd it, haven't you?
Why?
We just acted like a male Karen then.
When?
With how you've behaved?
That's not a Karen.
That's a Karen. That's
not a Karen. Because I'm not
male Karen.
I'm not kicking
what
off.
Is it Keith behaviour? Keith.
No, but I'm not kicking off with anyone else. I thought the whole Karen thing was like, you know, you had to be like kicking off over nothing. Whereas,
well, it's kicking off over nothing.
No, but I wasn't kicking out.
I was just thinking maybe I needed a toilet because I've just been freaked out. So you know how we're getting the extension done at our house, right? So I've just finished school after the staff meeting, went and picked the kids up from their school. And I've come home, and as I've got home, the builder's van's still there, but I've not got a key, right?
Right.
So I'm like, what are we going to do? We've not got a key. But then all of a sudden, the gate, so you know, like the, what's it called, like the garage door comes up, which is done off a little clicker.
Yeah.
So that comes up, and then Charlie goes in, comes round, unlocks the door. So I'm like, oh, brilliant. So I go into the garden, no builder there at all. So I'm like, how's this happened? How has he been able to, the van's here, is he in his van, he wasn't in his van. I couldn't work it out. It was a proper mystery. About 10 minutes later, he was in the port-loo. So the port-loo outside our house. And he's heard us turn up and be like, so he's desperate for the toilet. He sat there just before he goes. He hears us like, I've not got a key. So
you would like let out a little bit of a, you know, guys, I've got the fob for the garage, I'll let you in.
Just thought it was hilarious to make me just think that he's disappeared into thin air. So yeah, we had quite the weekend of sport. So we've been at two rugby tournaments, a rugby tournament on Saturday at Winslow, which the two lads won. And then on Sunday, there was a Sale Shark sort of Land Rover tournament which had something like, I don't know, 20, 25 teams from the Northwest all come and play. And but that one wasn't chosen on who won the most games.
Right.
It was a competitive tournament, obviously, but what turned out happened... So whoever reffed each game had to score each team based on the five core rugby values.
Five cores.
Which was teamwork.
Respect.
Respect.
Yeah. Manners.
It was like team sportsmanship and so on. So, usually, I'd be fuming with that because my view is very much like, well, no, look.
Win's a win in the win.
A win's a win. However, what I've noticed with the age the lads are getting to now, they have played a couple of games against teams. Like, there's one particular team, and I won't name them, but they had a game against them the other week, and it got a bit...
hairy.
Yeah, and it got a bit like you could see these kids were trying to hurt. They weren't trying to play as much, and they weren't bad at rugby, but they were ruining it by, you know, taking cheap shots and, you know, doing stuff, and you could clearly see they could hurt. It could get dangerous, yeah, basically. And obviously, they were there on Sunday as well. So we all, at the end of it, so we'd not won a game.
Did you not win a game?
We'd not won a game. We'd drawn two. No, drawn three, sorry. Drawn three, lost two, I think. But the thing to remember is, at that age, I don't know if anyone's parents of like 12-year-olds, it's such a weird age. And I remember this from being at Ambrose myself. Some kids have already hit puberty, right? Some of the teams my lads played, and you know, my lads aren't very tall for their age anyway, but some of the lads were talking, you wouldn't ID them.
Right.
If they went to the bar and asked for a pint, you'd serve him without even thinking.
They all had creases in the foreheads.
Basically, some of these kids were massive. Whereas MV, my lads' team, haven't got one single, like, big
monster,
lad.
Yeah.
And that makes a difference at this age because you can literally win games because you've got a big lad who can just do the hard.
Oh, monk, yeah.
Well, yeah, Garside, yeah. For the first 3 years, he just used to run rampant because he was massive.
Yeah.
And he was the first. And I remember going to Ambrose, and again, apologies for being rude here. I remember going to Ambrose and you have your PE lesson, and then you'd have to take a shower. Mm. And like one of the teachers used to always watch it. It was a bit dodge. But I remember that being the first time I'd ever seen like pubic hair.
Right.
Because there was kids who were at that stage of development.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was nowhere. Yeah. Right. So. Our lads were coming up.
Is that why you got a print stick in?
Yeah.
Not a real hair on.
Yeah. Had a big chunk out there. Where's that hair gone?
Hey, guys, check this out. Shower runs on it all falls out.
Double-sided tape. But anyway, so our lads, absolutely tiny, coming up against these. And to be fair, just put a proper, put a good test up, basically. So then after all the games had played, everyone sat down waiting to hear the winners. And they won it. They won this trophy and they were absolutely buzzing. It was so
I love funny. The honesty and I love how you're saying stuff like, you know, they played some teams that weren't, you know, good sportsmen and all that. And I get it. But all I keep thinking is, if you'd have won every game.
Oh, yeah.
Game, and then suddenly they were going, and the winners were this team, and you would have been
to be fair, I would have been absolutely.
But to be fair,
and to be fair, there was one team who had won every game, and they were quite nice with it. But they had some big lads. But I'm not saying they shouldn't have won it because they had big lads.
Yeah,
it sort of feels a little bit like cheat mode. Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like
you were subbing on all the small players and going, ref, look.
Yeah.
Just brought Tiny Tim on ref, see that?
I'm sure in like Australia and New Zealand, they don't do it by age, they do it by size. So if you're bigger, you then play with bigger lads, right, even if the age is different.
I mean, I've noticed like even in primary school, like, you know, the respect level for referees and stuff is poor. And I think if that is... Now, I'm all for results. I think the best team...
competition, absolutely.
But if the best team, if they're all absolute gimps and they're all rude and they use bad language and they're not nice to each other and stuff, then yeah, it might be that turning point of like, oh, do you know what? We were mint today, but we're so vile to the referee. We've been, you know, we've lost. To...
Yeah, yeah. I think there has to come a level of respect where, and what's annoying is this other team that we were talking about, and we've got to play them on Sunday in the Lancs Cup. You know, they actually can play rugby. You don't need to do it. You don't need to bring that
level of violence.
Not violent, but just a nastiness so yeah, we'll see what happens next week. But yeah, so yeah, two days, two tournaments, two trophies. and the prize is you get a free trip to Twickenham for the Premiership final. But it's when we're away.
You'd be wounded if we're away every game and you're not going to Twickenham. I'm sorry. You'd be absolutely gutted. Just because someone said, like, oh, you should have passed it. And then the teammate went, oh, shut up. And then the ref, like, ooh.
Hey, but here's the funniest thing. There was one game where we had this Irish ref, I think it was from Huddersfield. And to be fair to the guy, what a ref. Like, he was brilliant. It was, everything was like well explained. He was complimenting the lads. So anyway, when we got announced as the winners and we went on the pitch and we're getting photos, he came straight over and he was just like, look, because that was a game where we played these, like...
The monster.
Under 15, yeah. And he was like, look, I thought you were brilliant, the bravery, you know, you didn't win the game, but the way you played, blah, blah, blah. And then he turned to me and went, Mr. P?
No
yeah. He was like, can I get a photo? I was like, yeah, sure you can, pal. But that
obviously from Scotland.
that was obviously after the decision had been made.
But you were like, there's a signed iPad in it for your pal.
Yeah. Well, no, because we can't even go bloody Twickenham. But anyway.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. Seriously, make it stop. Thankfully, there's one company out there that's giving you a much needed break. It's Mint Mobile. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/switch. That's mintmobile.com/switch.
Talking of teacher tired, I made an absolute clanger last week. I have a mailing list through my website, people who've come on courses, people who, you know, anyone who signs up to my website will get a weekly email from myself. And if there's one thing you don't do, is you do not make a spelling error.
No, not around school staff.
Not around school staff.
You're like asterisks for days.
Yeah.
Asterisks, you are.
And I had written this email and basically dropped a massive clanger because instead of, and this had come a day after I'd taught, well, I'll let you guess what I taught. So.
Computing?
No. I put, it was about my courses that I'm leading over next term, which again, you can find all the details off on my website, mrpict.com/courses.
Nice.
But yeah, I basically wrote something like, join Mr. P on one of his, what should have been remaining courses. I put remained. I put that D in there. I know, but I've been teaching remainders in maths.
Ah, okay.
So you can understand there was method in the madness, but yeah, I was so, but then, I talked about it on my Instagram and we got some other... It made me feel better because it basically could have been worse, right? Don't worry, someone said. I had the most horrendous spelling error from when I first applied for a teaching job. In my email sending over my teaching application, I had signed it off as kind retards instead of kind regards. And I've never been so mortified.
That just seems like... You've done it on purpose.
Yeah.
You've thrown that out there.
I'm one of the worst words as well to use. Yeah, I didn't get that job, and I understand why. This one, it's not relating to it either. It was just a reply to this Insta story. This one's a bit gross. Driving home on a Friday afternoon after a week-long residential year six, I was completely knackered. I yawned and unexpectedly threw up on myself. They even try to stop, pull over, hold it in, just let it out. Totally rank. May or may not have stopped from Mackie's as well. Low point.
Oh, God, I bet that coach smelled horrible.
Oh, no.
I bet there was not many kids remaining at the end.
My youngest is supposed to do reading for school on an app called Bug Club, but he keeps calling it Butt Plug, and we haven't corrected him.
Yeah, you've got to correct him there. Phonics. Use your phonics.
We also got this message as well, which sort of links to disgusting. Wow, I'm a primary teacher, and I listen to your podcast when running. Today, I had on the one about the parents sucking the snot out of the child's nose at the door. I tried to continue running, but it made me feel so ill, I started heaving along the road and had to stop and jump in a bush as I couldn't stop heaving. I was very close to being sick. Primary children, hey?
Oh, my God. Well, this tees me up for, and again, language warning for this one. Obviously, one of the biggest viral clips we've had was obviously about the dog, you know, but cat. If you've not seen it, go on at Podcast Parky, TikTok, and it's there. And it's one of the biggest clips we've had online. But this from the Canterbury Residents Group. Again, language warning. So Canterbury Residents Group message from someone looking for a local dog wanker for during the week. I can handle weekends myself. Must have experience with larger dogs. It works on so many levels.
I can handle weekends.
Don't you worry. Saturday, Sunday, it's all me.
Right. So talking of sort of misunderstandings, we know as teachers, children can mishear or misinterpret. Like the other day, so Saturday at the rugby tournament, a dad brought a gazebo. We rock up to the Sunday tournament and Harry goes, do you think we can have one of those bungalows today? You know, just a misinterpretation. Yeah. And it does, you've got to laugh because it's just, that's the joys of working with children. So we asked you guys for your favourite misunderstandings. So when children have heard something, not quite grasped it. So here we go. I asked the year two class if they knew what cemetery was. One boy put up his hand and said, it's where they bury dead people, miss.
Oh, bless. So close.
We also had this one. A child came dressed as a pink lady for History Day because her dad said they were from Greece.
Oh.
Not ancient Greece. A little girl drew a beautiful picture of Florence Nightingale and her lamb.
So like these.
I was going through this week's spellings and checking if the children knew the meaning of the words. We came to the word supernatural. A very eager girl put her hand up to explain the meaning. She became quite animated and started explaining that when a girl doesn't wear any makeup or doesn't do anything to the hair, it's supernatural.
Fair. Giving her that's fair.
I like it. When we were discussing Beowulf.
Yeah, fives are doing that.
Yeah, and a child came up with, he's bold. To which another child said, well, my dad must be Beowulf because he's got no hair on his head.
Oh, love it.
A child once came to me and said, Mrs. Fee, do you know that people die from Harry Canes? Harry Canes? Yeah. The wind rips through their streets. Oh, hurricanes. And yes, the lad was a Tottenham supporter. Oh, sorry, mate. Not about the misunderstanding, the fact you're a Spurs fan.
Oh, God.
We had a class mascot, Jemima Puddle Duck. A child was very excited as she got to take Vagina Puddle Duck home.
Well, quack, quack.
Marking science assessments, and one of the questions was about the senses. Sentence starter, the mouth is used for the sense of, answer, humour.
Like it. That'd get dojo in my book.
Yeah. Correct.
I told you their way.
Might not be on the marking scheme, but you're getting a mark from me. You're getting a mark. We had received a postcard earlier in the week from our travelling bear. One child excitedly reminded me that it was from Dairy Lee. It was from Philadelphia. Oh, it ain't easy being cheesy. A child's parent complained that their daughter wouldn't eat baked beans anymore. She said she didn't want to eat people. And that was because we were learning about human beings in science.
Oh, human beings, baked beans. It's fair, they're all fair, aren't they?
My own child came home and told me that when she went swimming with school, she was allowed to get changed in the pubicle.
That was you in the embrace changing room.
We asked her, tell me you work in a private school. Okay. Without telling me you work in a private school. We asked the reception class if they knew what season it was, and the answer came swiftly.
Garlic salt.
No, it's shooting season.
Oh my God, it's shearing season. I thought you were like, tell me you're in a private school, that tell me you're private scum.
Yeah.
Scum.
Being from Hull and teaching in Leeds.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of this bastard.
I asked the child what the total was. He just looked at me blankly. I asked again, what's the total? He just looked at me funny. I asked a third time, what's the total? And he said, isn't it that animal which swims in the sea?
Like totally righteous.
Totally. Total.
You totally rock.
Total. Apologies if I've offended anyone from Hull there. I'm going for... I was like, how do I make it sound? Because I've read it, and it's like, well, he thinks it's turtle.
Total. You just go to beam.
I think that's it's a bit more... It's just a little bit more east of Leeds, isn't it? So you get to Hull by carrying on the M62. Yeah. So it's like Leeds, but just...
Turtle.
Total.
Turtle.
Total.
Yeah, bastard. Grenfell's film being asking for a third time, what's the tool? I said, what's tool, bastard?
When teaching in an American school, I asked if anyone had a rubber.
Chad does. Right, Chad?
I asked a child to speak up because I couldn't hear him. He looked up and started talking to the ceiling.
They're my favourite. They are my favourite. Where he's just like, is the answer 17? Speak up. Is the answer 17?
Right. I was reading a story where the characters played instruments. One of them was a fiddler. I asked the nursery and reception children what they thought a fiddler was. One child replied, it's someone who plays with their willy. My nanny tells me to stop fiddling with my bits. And to be fair, he's not wrong there.
It's true.
Not necessarily in the context of the story, but yeah. My reception year one class will learn about kings and castles. When it came to them going into provision, one little boy dressed up as a king and started telling everyone he was the king. I asked him which king, as he'd learnt a few names. I'm Henry Tudor. He went off announcing his royal arrival to the other groups. I am Henry Tudor. What he meant to say was he was King Henry Tudor. Oh, well, something was fishy about Tudor history anyway.
Henry Tudor.
Oh, God. Right, when doing a nature walk with Year 4, we were discussing the name of birds. Magpie, robin, sparrow, etc. Upon noticing a boy is not quite listening, he's asked what the name of the bird being pointed at is. As serious as anything, he replies with, Dave? I think his name's Dave. It was a pigeon.
Dave.
But to be fair, if you had to name a pigeon, you'd call it Dave, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Dave's a decent name for a pigeon. Pigeon. Or Keith.
Always comes back to Keith.
Keith.
I had some year five boys congratulate me on my engagement. I explained I wasn't engaged, and they said that another teacher had told the school in assembly the day before that she was engaged. I questioned the boys again. The reply back was, well, he said Mrs. Deaves can't be here as she's otherwise engaged, so I'll step in. You gotta love it.
Oh, I do love it.
Working in reception class when we couldn't have chicks in the class, so I wore a really soft, fluffy jumper. The idea was that they could touch it and feel like what, and it would feel like a chick's feathers. Mm. One little boy stroked my arm and said, "Ooh, that's fluffy. You feel like, I bet you feel like you've just been laid."
Well, Becky.
For what?
Is that what the noise of chicks make?
No, that's a full-on chicken.
All right.
A chick's more like,
chip, chip.
Oh.
Chip, 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 chip.
I'm a TA slash AT. Nice.
Nice.
We were doing a lesson about rock types. The teacher decided to start the lesson by asking if anyone can name a rock.
Oh, you just know what's coming.
One of the pupils' hands shot up and she proudly announced, Dwayne Johnson.
Correct.
It's only there's no other you could. You could do it with anyone else. Chris Rock?
Yeah, you could go Chris Rock.
Okay. I was completing my first placement and talking about sins and Easter in year one. That's what they thought a sin was. One child put the hand up and said, "It's something my mum can't have on Slimming World." And she was, again, correct.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah. I looked at my mentor and we both had a chuckle.
Firmly correct.
Yeah, I'm having that. So my daughter is in, it's always reception, isn't it? Yeah. My daughter in reception class talking about parents' hobbies. My mum goes dogging twice a week and sometimes she takes me with her. That was an interesting conversation with a very young, naive teacher who called me in with a safeguarding concern. I'm a dog trainer.
Dogging. Dogging. Why is that?
Where was that? Where was that other story from? Canterbury?
Yeah.
Yeah. From Canterbury. No. this one I love. I love these ones where there's just such an innocent misunderstanding. Year one PSHE lesson. I asked my class if anyone could tell me a time when they felt angry. One child responded, 10 past 9.
The start of school. Summer's not right. Give me a time. When
and it made me think, what time of the day do you tend to get most angry?
I'd say 11:55.
What, just before lunch?
Because I'm hangry.
Yeah.
Because I'm starving.
Oh, that's normally that's a happy time for me because you're close.
No.
I'd say like the minute, like 8:59, when you just know what's coming. You're like, oh, God.
When you see the first child, just like,
Or like a 10 past one when you've got the whole afternoon ahead of you. Yeah,
and it's and you've got loads to get through.
Yeah.
You could,
yeah.
To be fair, most school staff will say a point of the day where they feel angry is when they say to the class, who can tell me what we looked at yesterday?
Yes, what time would that
well,
be?
That would
like
be,
20 past 9.
20 past nine, you've done
your register.
Registered the dinners, you've maybe done a little bit of an assembly or whatever, and then you've gone, right, guys, who can tell me what we did yesterday? Not one hand goes up, suddenly the eyes start switching.
20 past. What was the Diet Coke advert? What time was that?
Was that about 10:30, 11:30?
Was it hard?
The Diet Coke break.
Yeah, the break.
What was it? Break. What was the song?
I don't want you. Is it 10:30? I reckon that's an angry time for a lot of teachers. Right, teaching here for the first time from a country where pants mean trousers. I asked the A1s to take off their pants and get changed for PE. Soon I heard shrieks and giggles. Looked up to see at least 4 boys with no underwear on trying to get the PE kit on. I was talking about my flatmate, and one child asked, why is she flat?
We call her pancake.
A year two child asked to put a ring around the correct answer. She duly obliged, drawing a diamond ring complete with small radiant lines to represent the sparkles. 25 years later, and I still think of it.
Oh, do you know what? I really thought I was going somewhere else when you said... Asked them to put a ring around the answer. They got down on one knee.
Taking my Duke of Edinburgh class out dog walking for their voluntary element, our reception asked if we were off dogging. I had to explain to her why she couldn't say that She didn't believe me that people actually went dogging. I also had to tell her not to Google it on a school device.
Safety!
Blocked.
Yeah.
So again, thank you very, very much for that.
I'm good. I love those ones where they take it. Is it literally? Is that what?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, yeah. Right. We've got some other stories to share with you. The first one, we had a. Ooh, I might save this one. I'll save that one for last. Actually, yeah. Teaching ick. Having just finished episode 136, Spotify sent me back to episode 126. And teaching icks with pedagogy reminded me of this. In a recent PD readings, I'm so frustrated at the use of impactful. Okay. Please know that before writing this, I did check out the Mr. PICT site and was so relieved to see to have an impact on learning. Phew. Impactful needs to do one. Thanks for the last. I love the fact that she's... Just, I don't offend him, so I'm just going to do a quick Google of his website before I send this story. Fingers crossed my half term here in the Netherlands will match up with the Bournemouth show.
We hope so too.
Yeah. And that nice reminder to just tell you all to go and get your tickets for the live shows.
Go get them.
October, last week of October, first week of November. It's over your half terms. Wherever you are, there'll hopefully be a show nearby in your half term so you can make a day trip of it, night of it, weekend of it. And yeah, we'd love your support. We'd love as many of you to come with it as possible. Because big venues.
Big venues, big pressure. High stakes.
High stakes.
But also, and thank you to everyone who's getting in touch on the website, sharing stories for those shows. We have got some crackers tucked away for the live tour. And obviously, a few people have messaged on Instagram and stuff. And you're free to share them on there wherever you'd like. And yeah, we're getting excited for it now. Just starting the planning process. It's coming along, isn't it? It's coming along.
Yeah. Right. Over the years, I've found some weird and wonderful things in school book bags. I've reunited frantic parents with their mobile phones and car keys through to dummies and security blankets.
Security blanket?
Are they like just blankets you have on your baby to keep you... I don't know. Not actual things that keep... Yeah. However, this was the worst. I saw two reception girls giggling as they crouched by the drawer and one saying, "Can I have a lick now?" I presumed one had snuck a lolly in their bag and didn't know whether to laugh or be sick when I realised they had in fact got a battery-powered grandfather clock in their hands.
And they were licking it.
I swiftly removed the item and shoved it in a bright orange Sainsbury's carrier bag. Specific.
Oh, yeah. All right. Someone paid 5p.
Yeah. What's the tagline with Sainsbury's?
Tastes the difference. It's like showing us that she's above Aldi. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just let you know, I put it in a Sainsbury's bag.
No, because it couldn't have been Tesco, every little else. And what's Asda?
And it's just like, Asda price, beep, beep. Remember when the woman used to smack her ass with the changes?
Yeah. When the When the mum came to retrieve it, she was crimson with embarrassment. This turned into a shade of green when I explained she needed to give it a good wash because before use, as the child who had it in her mouth had raging impetigo. Oh my God, this went west.
This is supposed to be funny, sorry.
She never looked me in the eye again. So just to recap, basically, there was some sort of toy, parent toy, being licked by a couple of children in the class. Turns out one of the children had raging impetigo. Parent was embarrassed.
So the grandfather clock, I had this battery-powered actual little clock in my...
No, it's based on the story we shared the other week, where the teacher had misspelled the grandfather clock.
I was thinking...
It had layers, that.
I was thinking...
Did you actually think it had
little Roman numerals time? And that they were licking this, like, wooden clock. And I was like, that's well weird. Then the impetigos was like, what? Sorry. Oh, so everyone... So it was a dildo?
Yes, I didn't. Yes. I didn't.
How did you not get that? I didn't know. And you... I went... And they were licking it. As in, like, that's the surprise. It was like, because they were licking a grandfather clock.
No, I mean,
I don't think it was the bag. Probably didn't need a bag for life from saying it.
So that's why Taste the Difference was really funny.
I was thinking, you thought that funny? Was he just impressed that I remembered
every little help?
Smacking her ass.
Oh, God.
Sorry, man. God, that,
it's all right.
I put that down to tiredness.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to pull this grandfather clock out.
I laugh so much at other people's teaching stories, so I wanted to share an embarrassing teacher story of my own. I was asked to cover a year three lesson at short notice during my PPA. I begrudgingly said yes. Desperate to get some work done during lunch, which I'd planned to do during my PPA, I quickly looked over the cover work left by my colleague. Explanation texts. Not my favourite. Brilliant, I thought. My year four have just done an explanation text, so everything is fresh in my mind. I put the work down with confidence that I could walk into the lesson and deliver. I went into the year three class and took the inevitable extra 5 minutes to settle them due to the "where is Miss?" questions. I then began to deliver the lesson. LO stuck in, date written and underlined. I began to talk about the section, "What is a hot air balloon?" Reading off a text my colleague had left me, I confidently read to the whole class, "A hot air balloon is made up of a balloon, a basket, two big bummers, a gas cylinder." Then the whole class fell silent. My TA staring at me. I quickly reread the text and shouted, "Two big burners! It's two big burners!" It was almost like the class was so too awkward to laugh. A little boy put... A little boy put his hand up. "Yes, James, I'm not allowed to say bummers. I've never wanted the ground to open up and swallow me whole more." What was worse, I had to explain to my line manager, who decided I need to invite parents in at the end of the day to discuss the mistake and assure them that their children had not been learning about big bummers.
I'm sorry, but
line managers throwing you under the
inviting all parents in. It's a simple slip of the tongue.
It's a simple slip of the tongue. And, I mean, yeah,
Well, imagine how that went down. And I see you. Are you okay? I'm not your normal class teacher, just to let you know. I was talking about hot air balloons. And instead of two big burners, I said two big bummers.
Yeah.
Okay, have a nice night. See you later.
No, but the thing is, normally, had she not said that, I guarantee most of the class wouldn't know what makes a hot air balloon. Because they never remember anything.
True.
But as if you say bummers, yeah.
Core memory.
Yeah, if you say bummers in class, the kids are going to remember. "Our school today, well." So, yeah.
Did you know a hot air balloon is ran by two big bummers?
Right, we'll finish with this one. We'll finish with this one because this is pure cringe. We have a group whole school WhatsApp and a lunchtime supervisor in her 60s sent a photo over the weekend. I was busy and didn't open it straight away. By the time I did, the message was deleted. The dinner lady then sent a text saying her phone had been hacked, and I thought no more of it. On the Monday, I went to school, and an LSA came crashing through my door going, oh my God, did you see the photo? I said no, and she proceeded to tell me that the dinner lady had sent a picture of a naked part with a caption, "It's not a very good one."
No. Kind of like the quiche on Friday.
Now is that referencing the naked private parts or the picture quality?
The picture.
Well, after we had finished pissing ourselves laughing, we realised that the dinner lady and her poor daughter, who was an LSA at the school, were both on a moving house day. Her daughter also sent a message saying her mum's phone had been hacked, but we all know her mum is online dating. They came back the next day and all the staff dutifully acted like nothing had happened, but we still to this day wonder if she meant the photo wasn't a good one or her bits.
That has layers as well, didn't it? But that's me.
If it does, it's not a good one. No. God, you could never leave. I'd have to quit.
The worst thing is, you can't say you've been hacked if you've commented with it, captioned it. This is not a good one. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's the picture. It's got to be the picture. If you're confident enough to take a picture of your bits and send it over WhatsApp, it's got to be that you're saying the picture's not very good, because that covers your tracks as well. Because if you're saying the picture's not very good...
And she was in a lady. I just like... I just keep thinking, like, you know, she's been hacked, but in the picture she's pouring custard on herself.
Mint custard. Oh, God. This episode's going to have to come with a real language warning. We do apologise, guys. We hope you've enjoyed that. But yeah, as always, thank you so much for listening. Please do go and get your tickets for live shows, because it'll just be more of that. Yeah. Well, maybe. Well, no, we won't be showing that.
We'll show the picture.
Yeah.
Might not be a good one, though.
Yeah. As always, get involved on the Facebook group, follow us on the socials, and we'll see you again next week.
Take care.